the little rosary in honor of the $7 of Mary. Incline unto my aid, O God. O Lord, make haste to help me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My Mother, share thy grief with me, and let me bear thee company to mourn thy Jesus' death with thee. The First Sorrow. I pity thee, O afflicted mother, on account of the first sword of sorrow that pierced thee, when in the temple all the outrages which men would inflict on thy beloved Jesus were presented before thee by Saint Simeon, and which thou already knewest by the sacred scriptures, outrages which were to cause him to die before thine eyes on that infamous cross, exhausted of his blood, abandoned by all, and thyself unable to defend or help him. By that bitter knowledge, then, which for so many years afflicted thy heart, I beseech thee, my Queen, to obtain me the grace that during my life and at my death I may ever keep the passion of Jesus and thy sorrows impressed on my heart. Our Father once, Hail Mary seven times, and the strophe are repeated after each dolor. The Second Sorrow. I pity thee, my afflicted mother, for the second sword which pierced thee, when, soon after his birth, thou didst behold thy innocent son threatened with death by those very men for whose salvation he had come into the world, so that in the darkness of night thou wast obliged to fly secretly with him into Egypt. By the many hardships, then, which thou, a delicate young woman, in company with thine exiled child, didst endure in so long and fatiguing a journey through rough and desert countries, and during thy residence in Egypt, where, being unknown and a stranger, thou didst live for so many years in poverty and contempt, I beseech thee, my beloved lady, to obtain for me grace to suffer with patience until death, in thy company, the trials of this miserable life, that I may thus, in the next, escape the eternal punishments of hell which I have deserved. Our Father, etc. The Third Sorrow. I pity thee, my sorrowful mother, on account of the third sword which pierced thee in the loss of thy dear son Jesus, who remained absent from thee in Jerusalem for 3 days, no longer seeing thy beloved by thy side, and not knowing the cause of his absence. I can well imagine, my loving queen, that during those nights thou didst not repose, and didst only sigh for him, who was all thy treasure. By the sighs, then, of those 3 days, for thee too long and bitter, I beseech thee to obtain me the grace that I may never lose my God, that so, always clinging to him, I may leave the world united to him. Our Father, etc. The Fourth Sorrow. I pity thee, my sorrowful mother, for the fourth sword which pierced thee, in seeing thy son condemned to death, bound with cords and chains, covered with blood and wounds, crowned with a wreath of thorns, falling under the weight of a heavy cross which he carried on his wounded shoulders, going as an innocent lamb to die for love of us. Thine eyes met his, and his met thine, and your glances were as so many cruel arrows which wounded your loving hearts. By this great sorrow, then, I beseech thee to obtain me the grace to live in all things resigned to the will of my God, and to carry my cross cheerfully in company with Jesus until my last breath. Our Father, etc. The Fifth Sorrow. I pity thee, my afflicted mother, for the fifth sword which pierced thee, when on Mount Calvary thou didst behold thy beloved Son Jesus slowly dying before thy eyes, amid so many torments and insults, on that hard bed of the cross, where thou couldst not administer him even the least of those comforts that are granted to the greatest criminals at the hour of death. I beseech thee, by the agony which thou, my most loving mother, didst endure together with thy dying son, and by the sadness which thou didst feel, when, for the last time, he spoke to thee from the cross and bade thee farewell, and left all of us, in the person of Saint John, to thee as thy children, but that constancy with which thou didst then see him bow down his head and expire. I beseech thee to obtain me the grace from thy crucified love to live and die crucified to all earthly things, that I may spend my life for God alone, and thus one day enter paradise to enjoy him face to face. Our Father, etc. The sixth sorrow. I pity thee, my afflicted mother, for the sixth sword which pierced thee, when thou didst see the sweet heart of thy son pierced through and through. He was already dead, and had died for those ungrateful creatures, who, even after his death, were not satisfied with the torments they had inflicted upon him. By this cruel sorrow, then, which was all thine, I beseech thee to obtain me the grace to dwell in the heart of Jesus, wounded and opened for me. In that heart, I say, which is the beautiful abode of love, in which all souls who love God repose, and that, living there, I may never think of or love anything but God. Most sacred Virgin, thou canst obtain this for me. From thee do I hope for it. Our Father, etc. The seventh sorrow. I pity thee, my afflicted mother, for the seventh sword which pierced thee on seeing thy son in thy arms already dead, no longer fair and beautiful as thou didst receive him in the stable at Bethlehem, but covered with blood, livid and all lacerated with wounds, so that even his bones were seen. Thou didst then say, My son, my son, to what has love reduced thee? And when he was born to the sepulchre, thou wouldst thyself accompany him, and place him with thy own hands in the tomb. And bidding him the last farewell, thou didst leave thy loving heart buried with thy son. By this martyrdom of thy beautiful soul, do thou obtain me, O Mother of fair love, the forgiveness of the offences which I have committed against my beloved God, and of which I repent with my whole heart. Do thou defend me in temptations, do thou assist me at the moment of my death, that saving my soul through the merits of Jesus in thine, I may one day, after this miserable exile, go to paradise to sing the praises of Jesus and of thee for all eternity. Amen. Our Father, etc. Pray for us, O most sorrowful Virgin, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O God, at whose passion, according to the prophecy of Simeon, a sword of sorrow didst pierce through the most sweet soul of the glorious Virgin and Mother Mary, grant that we, who commemorate and reverence her dolors, may experience the blessed effect of thy passion, who livest and reignest, world without end. Amen. Benedict XIII granted 200 days indulgence for every Our Father and every Hail Mary to those who recite the little rosary of the seven dolors in the churches of the Servites of Mary. He also granted the same favor to all who recite it in any place whatever on Fridays or any time during Lent. To those who recite it on other days he granted 100 days for every Our Father and Hail Mary. To those who recite it entire, 7 years and 7 quarantines, a plenary indulgence once a month under the usual conditions. This chaplet is divided in 7 parts, each being composed of an Our Father and 7 Hail Marys, in honor of the 7 principal sorrows of Mary, the Mother of God. To gain the indulgences that are attached to it, and that have been largely increased by Clement XII, it should have been duly blessed for this purpose, and whilst reciting it, one must reflect on the sorrows of the Blessed Virgin according to one's capacity, and add at the end the Hail Mary 3 times in honor of the tears that she shed during these sorrows. The 7 parts may be said separately, provided they are said in 1 day. The Little Rosary of Mary Immaculate. This little chaplet of the Immaculate Conception, to which Pope Pius IX attached indulgences in 1855, is composed of 15 beads that are divided into 3 parts, and is recited in the following manner. We first make the sign of the cross, and then add, for each part, the ejaculatory prayer, Blessed be the Holy and Immaculate Conception of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary, 1 Our Father, 4 Hail Marys, and 1 Glory Be. An indulgence of 300 days is granted if one recites it with at least a contrite heart, and if one recites it every day, a plenary indulgence each month, on condition that one confesses and receives Holy Communion. These indulgences are applicable to the souls in purgatory. No beads are necessary, nor need they be blessed. The Little Rosary of Mary Immaculate. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Incline unto my aid, O God. O Lord, make haste to help me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. After this, an Our Father is recited, in honor of the Eternal Father, and in thanksgiving for all the graces bestowed on Mary, and is followed by four Hail Marys. The same is repeated in honor of the Son, and again in honor of the Holy Ghost. After each Hail Mary are added these words, May the Immaculate Conception of Mary be ever praised. After each fourth Hail Mary is recited the following verse, As mid the thorns the lily fair art thou, Virgin Immaculate, from sin preserved by him whose care did thee his mother blessed create. We conclude with the following verse in prayer. The Holy Virgin Mary conceived without sin, the Virgin's foot hath bruised the serpent's head. Let us pray. O God, who didst cause that a virgin should be conceived without sin, to the end that she might be made a meet dwelling place for thy dear Son, O God, who through the precious death of the same thy Son, foreseen by thee, didst keep her clean from all strain, hear us, we beseech thee, and grant that by her prayers we also, who are presently defiled, may finally be made pure, and so with her attain unto thee. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. The Little Chaplet of the Blessed Trinity, in honor of the Blessed Virgin. The Blessed Virgin revealed to a devout soul that she was much pleased at being honored by her servants with the following devotion. I render thee thanks, O Eternal Father, for the power that thou hast given to Mary thy daughter. Our Father, Hail Mary, glory be to the Father, etc. I render thee thanks, O Eternal Son, for the wisdom that thou hast given to Mary thy mother. Our Father, Hail Mary, glory be to the Father, etc. I render thee thanks, O Eternal Spirit, for the love that thou hast given to Mary thy spouse. Our Father, Hail Mary, glory be to the Father, etc. Various prayers to Mary. 1. Prayer to obtain a good death. O Mary, sweet refuge of poor sinners, and my tender mother, when my soul must depart from this world, by the grief that thou didst experience in being present at the death of thy divine Son on the cross, I beseech thee to assist me with thy mercy. Banish from me the infernal enemies, and come then to take my soul and present it to the eternal Judge. My Queen, do not abandon me. It is thou who, after Jesus, must be my help at that dreadful moment. Ask thy Son that in his goodness he may grant me the grace to die while embracing thy feet, and to breathe forth my soul into his sacred wounds while saying, Jesus and Mary, I give you my heart and my soul. 2. Abbreviated Prayer of St. Ephrem. O Immaculate and Holy Pure Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Queen of the world, hope of those who are in despair, thou art the joy of saints, thou art the peacemaker between sinners and God, thou art the advocate of the abandoned, the secure haven of those who are on the sea of the world. Thou art the consolation of the world, the ransom of slaves, the comfortress of the afflicted, the salvation of the universe. O great Queen, we take refuge in thy protection. We have no confidence but in thee, O most faithful Virgin. After God, thou art all my hope. We bear the name of thy servants. Allow not the enemy to drag us to hell. I salute thee, O great Mediatress of peace between men and God. Mother of Jesus our Lord, who is the love of all men and of God, to whom be honor and benediction, with the Father and the Holy Ghost. Amen. 3. Prayer of St. Bernard. To Thee we cry, O Queen of Mercy, return, that we may behold Thee dispensing favors, bestowing remedies, giving strength. Show us Thy compassionate looks, and we shall be saved. O Sovereign, Lady of all things, Saint of saints, our strength and refuge, God, as it were, of the world, glory of heaven, accept those who love Thee. Hear us, for Thy Son honors Thee and denies Thee nothing. Ah, tender Mother, tell Thy all-powerful Son that we have no more wine. We are thirsty after the wine of His love, of that marvelous wine that fills souls with a holy inebriation, inflames them, and gives them the strength to despise the things of this world and to seek with ardor heavenly goods. Thou art, O Mary, a field filled with treasures. Thou art full of virtues, full of graces. Thou didst appear on the earth as a shining and silver-gilt aurora. Exempt from every original stain, Thou didst appear from the first instant endowed with the perfect use of reason and all inflamed with divine love. No, the enemy of salvation was never able to hurt Thee, finding Thee always surrounded by impenetrable bucklers and fortified with all the arms that he feared. Thou alone didst possess all the perfections and all the merits of all the saints united. Run, hasten, O Lady, and in Thy mercy help Thy sinful servant who calls upon Thee, and deliver him from the hands of the enemy. Who will not sigh to Thee? We sigh with love and grief, for we are oppressed on every side. How can we do otherwise than sigh to Thee, O solace of the miserable, refuge of outcasts, ransom of captives? We are certain that when Thou seest our miseries, Thy compassion will hasten to relieve us. O our Sovereign Lady and our Advocate, commend us to Thy Son. Grant, O Blessed One, by the grace which Thou hast merited, that He, who through Thee was graciously pleased to become a partaker of our infirmity and misery, may also, through Thy intercession, make us partakers of His happiness and glory. 4. Prayer of the Venerable Louis Blosius. Hail Mary, hope of those who are in despair, help of the destitute. Hail, Thou whom Thy Son so greatly honors, that whatsoever Thou askest, Thou dost at once obtain. Whatever Thou willest is at once done. To Thee are the treasures of the kingdom of heaven entrusted. Grant, O Lady, that amid the storms of this life, I may always remember Thee. To Thy charitable mercy I commend my soul and body. O my sweet protectress, direct and protect me in every hour, in every moment of my life. Amen. Hail, most benign Mother of Mercy, hail our Comfortress, Mary, the desire of our hearts. Who is there that loves Thee not? Thou art our light in doubts, our comfort in sorrows, our relief in distress, our refuge in dangers and temptations. Thou, after Thy only begotten Son, art our certain salvation. Blessed are those who love Thee, O Lady. Incline, I beseech Thee, the ears of Thy compassion to the prayers of this Thy servant, a miserable sinner, and dispel the darkness of my vices by the rays of Thy sanctity, that I may please Thee. 5. Ejaculatory Prayers. Mother of God, remember me. O Virgin and Mother, grant that I may always remember Thee. Holy Virgin Mary, Mother of God, pray to Jesus for me. O Lady, grant that Jesus may never cast me off. O Mary, may my heart never cease to love Thee, and my tongue never cease to praise Thee. O Lady, by the love which Thou bearest to Jesus, help me to love Him. O Mary, be graciously pleased to make me Thy servant. O Mary, I give myself to Thee without reserve. Do Thou accept and preserve me. O Mary, abandon me not until death. Hail Mary, my Mother. Holy Mary, my Advocate, pray for me. In Thee, from my whole heart, I have placed my hope. It is not possible, O Lady, that Thou shouldst abandon him who has placed his hopes in Thee. Thou hast only to will our salvation, and then it is not impossible that we should not obtain it. Hail, Daughter of God the Father, hail, Mother of God the Son, hail, Spouse of God the Holy Ghost, hail, Temple of the Holy Trinity. Thy name of Mary to my ear, O Mother Mary, sounds more sweet than sweetest melody. It brings such peace and joy so dear, that I would evermore repeat a word so sweet to me. O Virgin fair, what loveliness is thine, Mother divine, such beauty rare enslaves this heart of mine. Deo gratias et Maria. Thanks be to God and to Mary. May all things be to the eternal glory of the Most Holy Trinity and of Immaculate Mary. Live always, Jesus our love and Mary our hope, with Saint Joseph and Saint Teresa our advocates. Acclamations in praise of Mary. O Most Sacred Virgin Mary, O Queen of Angels, how beautiful, accomplished, and perfect has heaven made thee! Oh, that I could appear to God as thou appearest to me! Thou art so beautiful and gracious that with thy beauty thou ravishest hearts. When thou art seen, everything appears deformed, all beauty is eclipsed, every grace is lost sight of, as the stars disappear at the rising of the sun. When thy tenderly devoted servant, St. John Damascene, contemplated thee, and when he saw that thou wast so beautiful, it seemed to him that thou hadst taken the flower, and that which was best in every creature, and therefore he called thee the loveliness of nature, the grace and comeliness of every creature. St. Augustine, the bright light of doctors, contemplated thee, and thou didst appear to him so fair and beautiful that he called thee the countenance of God, and it did not seem to him adulation. Thy devout son Albert the Great contemplated thee, and to him it seemed that all the graces and gifts that were in the most celebrated women of the old dispensation were all in a much higher degree in thee. The golden mouth of Sarah, which, smiling, rejoices heaven and earth. The sweet and tender look of the faithful Leah, with which thou didst soften the heart of God, hardened against sinners, the splendor of countenance of the beautiful Rachel, for with thy beauty thou dost eclipse the sun, the grace and demeanor of the discreet Abigail, by which thou didst appease an angry God, the vivacity and strength of the valiant Judith, for by thy power and thy grace thou dost subdue the most ferocious hearts. In fine, O sovereign princess, from the immense ocean of thy beauty, the beauty and grace of all creatures flowed forth as rivers. The sea learnt to curl its waves and to wave its crystal waters from the golden hair which gracefully floated over thy shoulders and ivory neck. The crystal fountains in their transparent depth learn their tranquil and steady flow from the serenity of thy beautiful brow and placid countenance. The lovely rainbow, when in full beauty, learnt with studious care its graceful bend from thy eyebrows, thus better to send forth its rays of light. The morning star itself, and the sweet star at night, are sparks from thy beautiful eyes. The white lilies and ruby roses stole their colors from thy lovely cheeks. Envious purple and coral sigh for the color of thy lips. The most delicious milk and sweetest honey are distillations from the sweet honeycomb of thy mouth. The scented jasmine and fragrant damask rose stole their perfume from thy breath. The loftiest cedar and the most erect, the fairest cypress, were happy when they beheld their image in thy erect and lofty neck. The palm tree, emulous and jealous, likened itself to thy noble stature. In fine, O Lady, every created beauty is a shadow and trace of thy beauty. And thus I wonder not, O sovereign princess, that heaven and earth place themselves under thy feet, for such are they, and thou art so great that to be only under thy feet enriches them, and they esteem themselves happy and blessed in kissing them. Thus did the moon rejoice when the evangelist Saint John saw her under thy feet, and the sun increased in splendor when it clothed thee with its rays of light. The evangelist, blinded by the brilliancy of thy light, was lost in wonder and ravished out of himself at the sight of so stupendous a miracle of beauty, in which the beauty of heaven and earth was concentrated, and he said, "There appeared a great sign in heaven." A great miracle appeared in the heavens, a miracle which filled the angels with astonishment and caused the earth to tremble. That miracle was a woman clothed from head to foot in light and splendor. The resplendent sun itself chose her for his mother, and placed himself in her womb. The fair moon covers her feet as sandals edged with silver. A multitude of stars crown her brow, and emulating one with another, bind her locks together, and form upon her head a diadem of precious gems, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. Thus, O most sacred Virgin, the saints, considering thee in the midst of such splendor, more beautiful than the sun, and more fair than the moon, which are the ornament and concentration of all her beauty, and considering the acclamations of joy which attend thee in heaven, can never cease their astonishment at thy beauty, and can only exclaim and burst forth in acclamations of wonder and astonishment. St. Peter Damian exclaims in his admiration, "O holy and most holy of all saints, richest treasure of all sanctity." St. Bernard, "O admirable virgin, O woman, honor of all women, the best, the greatest that the world had ever possessed." St. Epiphanius said, "O heaven, greater and vaster than the heavens themselves, O virgin truly full of grace." And the Catholic Church, in the name of all, exclaims, "O most clement, most pious, and most sweet Virgin Mary." And I also, O heavenly princess, with thy permission, although I am the least of thy servants, will also make my acclamations of wonder and astonishment. O gracious and beautiful heaven, more vast than the heavens themselves, for they cannot contain God, who is immense, but he concealed himself in thy womb. O richest of all treasures, in which was deposited the treasure of our redemption, O mother of sinners, under whose mantle we are defended, O consolation of the world, in which all who are afflicted, infirm, and disconsolate find consolation, O beautiful eyes which steel hearts, O coral lips which imprison souls, O generous hands filled with lilies, and which always distribute graces, O pure creature, who appearest a god, and whom I should have taken for a god, had not faith taught me that thou art not so, although thou hast a splendor, and I know not what of divine sovereignty. O great lady, empress of heaven, enjoy for a thousand eternities the greatness of thy state, the immensity of thy greatness, and the happiness of thy glory. We only beseech thee, O compassionate mother, not to forget us, who glory in being thy servants and children. And since in thee are deposited all graces, and the best and most privileged of all created things, grant, O Lady, that we, thy devout children, may be favored more beyond comparison than are all other men on earth. The whole world should know that the dear children of Mary are the best of heaven and earth. They are the spoilt children, who enjoy all the choicest possessions of their mother. They are the beloved Benjamins, who, being caressed in the bosom of the Queen of Heaven, are doubly favored and doubly caressed by the majesty of God. This I hope, O most beautiful Rachel, and this I am confident that thou wilt do, O sovereign princess. In the name of what thou art, do it, for all heaven prostrate at thy feet beseeches thee, and with importunity asks it of thee. Say only yes, pronounce only a loving consent, be it done, fiat, fiat. O men, of what are you thinking? How can you love earthly, deceitful, and lying creatures, which betray you and cause you to lose your souls, your bodies, paradise, and God? And why do you not love the most loving, the most amiable, the most faithful Mary, who, after having enriched you with consolations and graces in this life, will obtain you from her divine beloved Son the eternal glory of paradise? O Mary, Mary, more beautiful than all creatures, lovely after Jesus above all loves, more dear than all created things, gracious above every grace, pity this miserable heart of mine, miserable because it does not love thee, and it ought to love thee. Thou canst inflame it with thy holy love. Turn, O Mary, thy loving eyes upon me, look at me, and draw me to thee, and grant that after God I may love no other but thee, most gracious, most amiable Mary, Mother of Jesus, and my Mother. Hymns. A Soul, the Lover of Mary. I am the lover of a queen, whose heart so sweet and kind doth prove, that seeing one who seeks her love, she scouts him not though poor and mean. She sits a queen with heavenly grace, but from her throne her gentle eyes look down on him who humbly sighs to see the beauty of her face. This virgin is so pure that she was chosen by the eternal Word, the spouse, the mother of our Lord, and she has stolen my heart from me. Oh, could I but behold one day all hearts with love of her inflamed, and hear her sweetness name proclaimed by every tongue in joyful lay. Then in sweet harmony should flow in every land through endless days. Praise be to Mary, ceaseless praise, and praise to God who loved her so. Let him who wills seek other love, if earthly beauty can rejoice his soul, she only is my choice, whose beauty ravished God above. Then, Mary, stretch thy hand to me, sweet loving robber, seize thy prey. Take from my breast this heart away, which sighs and languishes for thee. That fire of love into it pour, with which thou ceasest not to burn, that my poor heart, like thine, may yearn with love of Jesus evermore. O Mother Mary, thou art clement, thou art chaste, Mary, thou art fair. Of all mothers, sweetest, best, none with thee compare. O Mother blessed, whom God bestows on sinners and on just, what joy, what hope thou givest those who in thy mercy trust. O Heavenly Mother, Mistress sweet, it never yet was told that suppliant sinner left thy feet unpitied, unconsoled. O Mother, pitiful and mild, cease not to pray for me, for I do love thee as a child, and sigh for love of thee. Most powerful Mother, all men know, thy Son denies thee not. Thou askest, wishest it, and lo, his power thy will has brought. Mother of love, for me obtain, ungrateful though I be, to love that God who first could deign to show such love to me. Thou art clement, thou art chaste, Mary, thou art fair. Of all mothers, sweetest, best, none with thee compare. Invocation of Mary in time of temptations. Haste, my mother, run to help me. Mother, haste, do not delay. See from hell the envious serpent comes my trembling soul to slay. Ah, his very look affrights me, and his cruel rage I fear. Whither fly if he attacks me? See him coming near. Lo, I faint away with terror, for if yet thou dost delay, he will dart at me his venom. Then, alas, I am his prey. Cries and tears have not availed me. Spite of all, I see him there. Saints, I call till I am weary. Still he stands with threatening air. Now his mighty jaws are open, and his forked tongue I see. Ah, he coils to spring upon me. Mother, hasten, make him flee. Mary, yes, the name of Mary, strikes with dread my cruel foe. Straight he flees as from the sunbeam, swiftly melts the winter's snow. Now he's gone, but do thou ever stay beside me, mother dear, then the hellish fiend to tempt me never more will venture near. Aspirations to Mary. Knowest thou, sweet Mary, whereto I aspire? 'Tis my hope to love thee, this is my desire. I would e'er be near thee, queen most fair and sweet. Do not drive me from my mother's feet. Then, O rose most lovely, let me hear from thee, loving mother, tell me what thou wilt of me. More I cannot offer, lo, I bring my heart, lovingly I give it, ne'er from thee to part. Lady, thou didst take it, 'tis no longer mine, long since thou didst love it, and its love was thine. Do not then forsake me, mother of sweet love, till one day thou see me safe in heaven above. Thus we conclude The Glories of Mary by St. Alphonsus de Liguori. We trust and pray these tapes have been very helpful, encouraging, and enlightening. A very considerable amount of time, effort, and expense has been put forth to produce these tapes for our instruction. Did you know Pope Benedict XV teaches in Humani Generis Redemptionem, ignorance is the mother of all errors, as the Fourth Lateran Council so truthfully observes. St. Thomas wrote in the Summa, wherefore, through negligence, ignorance of what one is bound to know is a sin. We are all bound to know what the commandments forbid and oblige us to do, what the Catholic Church teaches, and what we must do to obtain eternal salvation. Let none of us be negligent in learning, knowing, and applying this knowledge. St. Denis said, there is no greater work you can do than be an instrument in God's hands to help save souls. St. James wrote, he must know that he who causeth a sinner to be converted from the error of his ways shall save his soul from death and shall cover a multitude of sins. Thank you for your kindness, benevolence, and goodwill in obtaining tapes from Holy Family Recordings, which will certainly assist, support, and help us in this important matter. Obtain copies of this tape and many others from your religious supply store, or order direct from Patrick Henry, 7067 South Tumbleweed Drive, Safford, Arizona, 85546. We request your help and thank you for letting others know about this tape apostolate. When you write, visit, or phone others, please tell them about Holy Family Recordings. We deeply appreciate your prayers for all who have helped in any way to make these tapes available. Let us always pray for one another. May the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Saint Joseph grant sufficient grace for each of us to live our lives in perfect uniformity with God's most holy will.
Ave Maria.
Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita Dulcedo, et Spes Nostra Save. A Te clamamus, exules Filii Eve, a Te suspiramus, gementes et flentes, in hac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, eos tuos, misericordes oculos, ad nos converte. Et Iesum, benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O clemens, O pia, O dulcis Virgo Maria. Immaculate Mary, your praises we sing. You reign now in splendor with Jesus our King. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. Ave, Ave Maria. In heaven the blessed your glory proclaim. On earth we your children invoke your sweet name. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. Ave, Ave Maria. We pray for the Church, our true Mother on earth, and beg you to watch o'er the land of our birth. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. Ave, Ave Maria. On this day, O beautiful Mother, on this day we give Thee our love. Near Thee, Madonna, fondly we hover, trusting Thy gentle care to prove. On this day we ask to share, dearest Mother, Thy sweet care. Aid us ere our feet astray, wander from Thy guiding way. On this day, O beautiful Mother, on this day we give Thee our love. Near Thee, Madonna, fondly we hover, trusting Thy gentle care to prove. Queen of angels, deign to hear lisping children's humble prayer. Young hearts gain, O Virgin pure, sweetly to Thyself allure. On this day, O beautiful Mother, on this day we give Thee our love. Near Thee, Madonna, fondly we hover, trusting Thy gentle care to prove.